Where in the Bible will I find the unpardonable sin being committed today? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. During his earthly ministry, Jesus performed many miracles because of his compassion for the people, Matthew 20, 34, for a testimony to John the Baptizer, Matthew 11, 3-5, and to confirm the Word of God, Mark 16, 20, and Hebrews 2, verse 4. On one occasion, when Jesus had cast out a demon and had restored sight and hearing to a man, the Pharisees accused him of casting out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons. In reference to this charge, Jesus said, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto men." Matthew 12, 31 and 32. This matter of accusing Jesus of casting out demons by satanic power is the unpardonable sin. This also is sometimes believed by some to be the sin unto death spoken of in 1 John 5:10. But actually, a more serious matter is that any sin persisted in, that is, any sin that one refuses to repent of, becomes the sin unto death. Today, there is no one on earth that has the power to perform miracles. Jesus gave his apostles, and only his apostles, power to perform miracles and to confirm the Word of God by so doing, and to lay hands on others and to impart to them miraculous gifts. Miracles ceased when the last apostle passed from this earth and the last person upon whom an apostle had laid his hands had passed from this earth. As Jesus is not performing these miracles on earth today, then man cannot commit the unpardonable sin as they did during his earthly ministry. Now you may ask, what about one then who refuses to believe what Jesus did was by the power of the Holy Spirit? In other words, that it was of satanic power. Then in this case, this person is an unbeliever, and one who is, as Jesus said in John 3:18, condemned already. None but an out-and-out infidel could say such a thing, and Jesus said this person would die in his sins, John 8:24. Christians should guard against every character of sin, but there are very few that are likely to become so awfully corrupt as to say that the miracles done in New Testament times by the Holy Spirit were done by satanic power. Many are, today, following false teaching, which if continued in will cause their souls to be lost. We have the promise of eternal life only if we continue to hold faithfully to the Word of God, Matthew 24:13.